Was you clean floor with the carpet sweeper?
Yeah. Okay. On a carpet sweeper now, does it have a bag on the back of it? What do you call that? The bag. Do you have a name for the bag?
That catches the dirt.
Yeah. Okay. How about the type that the type of sweeper that has now this is electric, right?
Uh-huh.
It's round, maybe about that long. It's round and slides along the floor. It doesn't have any wheels, and you got a hose like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a name for that?
Yeah. Sweeper. Electric sweeper.
Okay. You ever call them anything like back?
Background sweeper. Either electric sweeper.
Mainly electric, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what would you use to mop the floor with?
A mop.
And what would you put the water
in? A sponge.
Yeah.
I put it in a pail. Yeah. And a bucket.
Okay. And your pail would be made out of what now?
It used to be made out of aluminum, but not made out of plastic.
So now they're plastic?
Plastic buckets.
Or pails.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever seen those machines that they got some places? I don't know, maybe some people out here have it, that you put trash in and smash it, make it smaller?
No, I've seen them on TV, though.
You know what they call those?
Garbage disposals.
Okay. Now the garbage disposal is like the one that you put in the sink, right? This is just the type that's, you know, mashed, you know, that makes...
The garbage disposal. You put it under the sink and... You just keep on putting it and it mashes it up.
Okay, but this is just something else. This is just like a drawer of a machine that's got a...
Yeah, and it mashes it. When you close it, mashes it.
Yeah.
I think I like them. I don't like dish washers.
Yeah.
I'd rather wash my dishes by hand. I don't like dish washers.
Why would you... Do you like doing it yourself or what?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather wash them myself. I don't know, I don't trust them. But they have all kind of stuff on TV to wash them with to be clean, but I don't believe it.
When you're washing dishes, you know, after you got them soaked up and you hold them under the water to get them clean, what do you call that?
Rinsing them off.
Yeah, okay. And after you take a bath when you get out, the big piece of cloth that you dry yourself with, what do you call that?
Towel.
Yeah, okay. And if you had some trash in the house and you were going to carry it out back and put it inside what?
Garbage can.
Okay. And like over here at the Lucky Store, they might have a great big square thing out behind their store that, what do they call that to put their trash in?
The garbage can.
Is that their garbage can? They're usually sometimes as big as this
room.
And
sometimes you have things going down.
They have what?
You have things going down. Sometimes you have things blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right. You ever, you know, those real big ones that the trucks come and pick up?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a name for those?
Garbage can.
Okay. Okay.
Because they picked up my garbage today.
Oh. How about, are cigarettes ever called anything else besides cigarettes? Slang, you know?
Yeah. Butts. So.
All right, how about at a cemetery, a building? Somebody they might build a building to put people in. What would you call that?
I don't know the name of them.
Like Mont.
I don't know the name of them.
You know, okay. Well, how about, do you know of any buildings that they might use in a cemetery?
What, to put people in?
Yeah, instead of burying, they might use a building. Or what kind of buildings can you think of that they might use?
What they're made out of?
Or what they call them. Any of them.
I don't know, but I know Mr. Darcy, they opened him up and put him in one of these houses. But I don't know the name of the house.
You ever heard like
Moslems?
Yeah. Is that what you're thinking of?
No, I don't know the name of them.
Okay. How about, you getting tired?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll